Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we talk customer service today?
Oh, yeah. My favorite.
Yeah, let's talk. So I'm not going to identify the place, but it is a place where I will get necessities to our life.
Target. It's Target.
It's not Target, and that's the only answer I'm giving you. And this is a place where, to their credit, they employ some younger individuals. But the other day, there were no adults around at all. Zero. None. And you sort of needed to pay for your items, okay? And there were like 4 or 5 teenagers just hanging around talking amongst themselves while the line to the one open aisle was about 8 people long. And I had about 30 items. Even though I have the confidence and swagger to use the self-checkout, because if you don't have the confidence and swagger, you do not belong in the self-checkout. But you got to have somebody there if the youngsters are acting like youngsters. And it left a sour taste in my mouth. Does it mean I'm done with the place? No. But Jamie Ukis in that situation. By the way, was I under a big time crunch? Nope. I was fine. Jamie Ukis, under that situation where normally it's very well run, it's good to see younger kids getting a chance, but in this case they were just talking, giggling, and having fun, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting. What do you think about that one?
So I think this is kind of where I always found Minnesota to be passive-aggressive. Whether they're young, middle-aged, or old, you as the customer have every opportunity to go up and say, hey guys, don't mean to bust up your fun, but I really need to check out. Can you help me right now?
I was giving some strong stares.
No stares. Just go be direct with
people.
Oh,
they were looking, and eventually they came over. So I didn't completely.
Oh, Chad. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, you think I'm passive aggressive?
Seems
Minnesota?
Like it right here.
Oh, give me a break.
That was that's super passive. You gave them side eye and expected
them to
come over.
No, I stared right at
you.
They did. It worked.
Okay, and now you're talking about it and clearly still frustrated by the experience when you could have just been the adult that they needed in the room to go, hey, guys, I need some help. I see you're having a good time. Can you help me?
She's right.
I'm just saying.
Okay. But the
incredible weakness on your part.
The idea that I don't speak up in situations is one of the more laughable things I have ever heard in the entirety of my life.
Well, okay. You just gave this example. I didn't give this example. You gave this example.
Yeah, but you both have been around me plenty when I'm speaking my mind in peace.
What
and
happened?
Were you scared of the teenagers? Like, were they scary to you? Like, what? Like, how?
That's it. They were wearing tank tops. They were smoking cigarettes. And I was worried.
Yeah, you know what? I know that's not true because teenagers, like, don't do anything bad anymore because they're so addicted to their phones. They're not paying. Yeah. I'm actually happy to hear that they were talking to one another.
Well, they also, a lot of them had their phones up. Yeah. Okay. So here's another one. I shot somebody here. Is that okay? I mean, was that okay? I walked in. I gave my AK-47. Hey, okay. So again, golf's my deal, right? And I had a couple recent Father's Day golf gifts. One little closer to home, the other not really close to home. One store knows exactly what they're doing, One does not. So you're going to like this part because I then asked the one at the other golf store about their clubs. Where are their clubs? And used a particular club to identify. And these two guys are like, these two guys go, what? And I go, you cannot work here at a golf store and not know this. They're like, oh, sorry. I'm like, and I'm kind of joking. I'm like, you really don't know where your hybrids are? And you don't really know what hybrids are? Maybe this guy. So I spoke up there, right there, in a friendly way.
But did you pull up, like, a picture of what you were looking for? Or you, like, you just shamed them?
No, I sketched it. I sketched it like it was the Mona Lisa. And then I put it on the top like the Sistine Chapel. I mean, I was absolutely calling them out that time. That, I mean, would you have had your whip out? Where are the irons?
Well, did you go to their manager and complain? That would be the line for me. Did you say, like, hey, you have these people working here and they don't know what this golf club is and, like, you failed them?
So if I don't do that, I'm passive aggressive?
No, I don't. In this instance, it sounds like you're aggressive aggressive. You shamed them.
I agree. Kind of a jerk move.
I can't win either way. I give the kind of friendly look, and that's not good enough. Then I say it. I wasn't yelling. Well,
you told them they should be fired, basically.
You shouldn't be working at a golf store if you don't know what hybrids
are. You could say, hey, you might want to learn this for future customers.
There you go. I'm in agreement.
Oh, God.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Both of you guys, I hope you roll your ankles later today. You know, come on.
Oh, my gosh, that's so mean.
Yeah, well, that's. Yeah. I didn't want to be passive-aggressive.
Just aggressive-aggressive.
Okay, yeah. How much... Okay, so let's say it's a store you normally go to. How many times does the service have to be bad before you say, done, finding a competitor?
You know what, I'm going to be... really honest with you, I think out here in California, like when you're talking about stores, like recreation stores, Target, CVS, all that kind of stuff, I just expect the service to be terrible.
That's very passive aggressive. That is quintessential. I just accept that the service is bad and keep going there like sheep. Dave, come on. That's passive aggressive, right?
We don't have enough people working is what I was – we just don't. So I expect that when I go in, I'm going to have to hunt for some stuff. I'm probably going to have to, like, seek out an employee if it's something that I'm desperate and need them. Like, even our – you know, the pharmacies here, you have to get somebody to open up, like, the counters just to buy deodorant now. I mean, that's what I'm saying is, like, I just expect it to not have good customer service. However, if I'm at a restaurant, to me that's a completely different experience that you're paying – now, a lot of times, a lot of money to have not only good food, but a good experience. So I do expect good customer service in that realm. I don't have any expectations going into stores here anymore, but I do have expectation going into a restaurant. And so I usually give a restaurant, it's like a three strikes and out policy.
I've never understood the restaurants where they make it a part of their kind of persona to where...
to be rude?
Yeah, we're indifferent. You know, that's what you get here. Because there's a place, I'll be quiet on it right now, I'm going to try it again, where the food...
passive-aggressive again.
Where the food is really good, but my God, I could... I could go home and watch the first five episodes of The Bear, and I think my food might just show up. But that's a part of their deal. Now, Dave Harrigan, how many times do you have to go to store, which is part of your regular repertoire, and before you would say, I'm done, if the service is dropped?
Well, I'm actually quite a bit like Jamie. I'm self-sufficient when I go to a store. I strap on the boots and get in there and say, you know, if I got to work a little bit here, I don't need everything served to me on a platter. I'm willing to do that. Unlike Chad, who goes in with his eyes closed and, can someone walk me to the hybrids?
Okay. Okay. Fairly what you do in these pharmacies where they just go, you just show up with a hammer, smash the glass, go, I'm good. I got it. Don't worry about it. Man. Seriously. You people are friends. I might need to reevaluate my friends. This has been a big conversation. Big one.
Well, it's been a good one. I'm sure people have thoughts. I'm sure your text line is,
I will not look. I'm a wounded bear right now. I'm wounded.
Oh,
I'm limping back to the to hibernate when I've been attacked by like you two and bees. You know, we got. Do you have any killer bees out there? Dave's giving me the traditional middle June killer bees on the loose. Do we have any of those in Southern California?
Not that I'm aware of today, but check in with me again next week.
Yes. Wait a second. So if the phone just rings and rings and rings, we might have determined some killer bees.
Maybe.
Yeah. Where do you stand on bees, pro or con?
I'm a huge bee fan that they pollinate our food. We need them. I don't know about killer bees.
I think it's easy to come out. She's passive aggressive, Dave, about the killer bees. She can't make a decision about the killer bees.
I don't think. Do you know what passive aggressive is? I just say that I don't know. Like passive aggressive? No, I'm not being passive aggressive. I literally am saying I don't know.
Yeah, she just wants to meet a killer bee.
Them.
She wants to meet a killer
bee? Yeah, you got
to
meet him. Feel him out a little bit.
That's it. We're done.
Okay, great. Great talking to you. I'm glad we could argue with one another today.
It was fun. You know I love you. See ya.
I love you too. Okay.
Jason will preview his show next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.